This year is a particularly challenging year for all the tourism providers. The figures are dropping year on year. I think it's minus 17% in revenue so far and minus 13% in volume for overseas markets. That's having a significant impact on a sector that was already, you know, facing cost of living increases and so forth. And you rightly say tourism is Ireland's largest indigenous industry. It's one that we can control. We're not depending on others, what happens overseas, on what we, how we manage, promote and encourage the development of this industry. So it is unfortunate that the VAT rate, which is one, just one issue that the government could do to help support it, is now being reneged upon. I can see where some people are saying the VAT rate would give, I think, around, I've seen figures between 870 million or up to a billion. That would be the cost of a complete VAT reduction. But the reality is that, first of all, the government have opportunities to do it within that. As you rightly say, they can separate VAT destinations between accommodation and the food and drink sectors. So within the food and drink sectors, the fast food franchises with the, you know, the large one, they can be separated out from the small family-owned restaurants that play a major role in our tourism offering. Similarly, in accommodation, we have here in Sligo, we have excellent, you know, local accommodation providers, be it from hotel chains and hotels to even our tourism, our campsites and so forth. They need every help that they can get. Really, we'll be calling to reduce the VAT rate back to 9% until at least the tourist numbers have recovered and the cost of living crisis has passed.
They claim it's very difficult to establish a two-tier sector, maybe a different rate for areas such as the Northwest as opposed to Dublin, who are benefiting on a regular basis, say, for instance, from the likes of the Oasis concert over the weekend. Is that something that could be looked at now, considering that we might be looking at two separate rates, even within businesses, when it comes to hospitality and accommodation? Could we look at maybe dividing it into different rates for different parts of the country?
I actually don't understand why it cannot be done, because the systems are all linked and linked to revenue, linked to addresses and linked to all of that. So I'm not convinced that that cannot be done. I appreciate it will take some changes to the systems and systems upgrades, but it can be done. In terms of regional provision here, like when you look at Sligo, the majority, for example, of our visitors come from Northern Ireland and they stay for two and a half to three nights. We need to do, and they themselves, that market in Northern Ireland now is facing significant challenges with post-Brexit impacts and so forth. If we don't do something to support our regional tourism providers, we're not going to have a tourism industry. We all see already that many, for example, of the restaurants only now open 5 days a week. They simply do not have the amount of tourists coming in now. This would have been unheard of before. So they don't have the amount of tourists coming. And equally, all of their costs, everything has gone up for them. So if we don't do something now to help them, my genuine concern is that more and more of them will go out of business.